Strider back to blank, thought about a corner three, drives baseline, gets to the rim, and a lay-in. Bundy breaks the streak of an 8-0 run to start this one. Blank on the left wing. Now they double-team him to Johnson. Johnson looks to drive, stops high post, gets it to blank, thought about a top of the key three, over to Dalton. Dalton drives baseline, gets to the rim, draws a foul, and he gets the shot to go. We got a chance for a three-point play for Dalton. Rebound picked up by Barfnik. Keeps the drive alive. Now it's Eli Brotz in the corner to Strider. Strider, high post to Barfnik. Back to Eli Brotz. 50-50. He gets the three ball to go. Before tonight's game, he was 5-for-10 from the three-point arc. Make him 6-for-11 now as he gets that one to go. Blank catches it on the baseline, looking to back down his man. That's Moxon sticking with him. Now he hands the ball off to Barfnik. Barfnik to Strider, catches it on the right wing, gets a screen from Barfnik. Over to Johnson. He'll try a left wing three. Nothing but net is good. We're tied at 14. Mitchell's going to dribble into a top of the key three. No good. Mullins with the rebound. Gets it to Dalton. In transition, he throws it down. Bondi's lead is 5, and Coach Weber wants a timeout. Bondi's come all the way back from down 12, and they now lead by 5. You're listening to Bondi Cardinals basketball on KFIZ. Rebound picked up by Johnson. He'll leave it for Dalton. Dalton drives towards the rim. Spin move. Gets to the basket and lays it in. Dalton on a mission tonight. He's now got 23. Barfnik has it on the right wing, begins the dribble, drives towards the rim, throws it to blank. Corner three, he got it. Three ball, corner pocket. Bondi's lead is 12.
Bondi down one possession, 3:35 to go in this one. Dalton with the ball, top of the key, looking to drive towards the basket. Double team comes on him. He works against it, leaves it short, gets his own rebound. He's fouled on the putback opportunity, and we got two free throws coming for Dalton. Dalton hit his last free throw he attempted. He's got 13 points so far tonight. Hopefully when he's done at the charity stripe, he's got 15. This first free throw is up, but iron, back iron, and out. Barfnik checked it out for Fondy. Checking in will be Eli Brotz, also on the floor. Blank, Strider, and Johnson. And the man dribbling the ball twice, going up for the free throw is Dalton, and he converts on the second. Bondi trailing by 2, 47-45 on our question to your scoreboard. Hardy bringing the ball up the floor, throws it over to Ramos. Ramos dribbling on the volleyball line, guarded by Dalton. He's trying to poke the ball away, gets it away. In transition, they get the ball to Dalton, and he throws it down with two hands. What a steal! We're tied at 47 after Dalton poked the ball away. Johnson came away with it, and then he threw a baseball pass to him, and Dalton was able to dunk it. Under 3 minutes to go in this one. We haven't been tied since it was 0-0. Bondi came all the way back. Hardy has the ball in the near corner, working against Strider, driving underneath the rim. Ball's deflected by the Cardinals. Ends up right side. Wide open, ice him for three, no good. Rebound picked up by Hardy. He goes up strong. He'll miss the second chance opportunity, and Strider comes away with it. Bringing the ball up the floor is Dalton. 2:20 to go in this one. Fondy with an opportunity for their first lead of the night. Dalton has it, hands it off to Strider. He wanted to shoot a three from there so badly, but he did not. Dalton over to Johnson. Johnson driving towards the rim, working against Isom. Picks up his dribble, gets it to blank over to Dalton. 2 minutes to go in this one. Dalton has it at the volleyball line. He's going to get called for a travel, and Coach Ford cannot believe it. He was getting ready to dribble, and the referee just called him for a travel. Coach Ford's talking to the referee that did not make the call, and he may have been close to getting a technical. One of the assistants, Zach, was like, hey, come back here, Nick. Come back here. We can't get teed up here. 1:45 to go in this one. Mullen has the ball, working at the top of the key against Eli Brotz. Eli doing a great job of sticking in front of him. Now it's in the hands of Kreitzer. Kreitzer gets it down low to Hardy. Hardy looking to back down. Dalton gets it over to Isom. Isom goes up strong, misses the shot. Good defense by Johnson. Dalton comes away with the rebound, and they're going to foul Dalton. And the Cardinals are going to walk all the way across the floor, and we have bonus free throws coming for Dalton. Foul's going to go against Hardy. That's his third of the night, 19th foul. So we have 1-1 free throws for Dalton. So Dalton at the charity striker. Dribbles twice, goes up for the shot, and it is out. Hit every bit of the rim and came out. We're still tied at 47 on our Question Series scoreboard. Mullen brings the ball up the floor. It's in the hands of Kreitzer. Kreitzer throws it in the corner. That's where Mullen catches it. Back up top to Kreitzer. Kreitzer, top of the key. Dalton tries to rip the ball away from him. Could not come away with it. Now it's in the hands of Mullen. Mullen goes past Eli Broad, gets to the rim, and good defense by Dalton to rotate over and force a contested shot. We got under a minute to go in this one, and Dalton's going to bring the ball up the floor for Fondi. Cardinals can hold for the final shot here if they want. Dalton gets rid of the ball, gets it over to Strider. Strider back to Dalton, back to Strider. 38 seconds to go. Coach Ford has a couple timeouts if he wants to use one here. And he'll use one right here. So we'll take a break too. 47-47 coming down to the wire. It's Fondi and Appleton North. We'll have the final seconds coming up here on KFIZ.
Over to Keller. Keller drives to the screen. Stolen by Big. They got a two-on-one break. He passes it to Yarhouse. Yarhouse picks up and gets the ledge to go after the pump fake. That's the first point to Yarhouse. He's been on a roll. The last seven games of the season been in double figures in six of them. And that big performance against North Side where he had 29. Rebound by Teasley. Over to Clifton. Right wing three, and it's good. Clifton gets the three. It's a broken play, and they get it to Clifton, and he gets it to go. That's 8 points for him. Altamont brings up ball. Duquist drives to the basket. Takes a little contact. Throws up the shot high off backward and gets it to go. Duquist that time taking the contact, finishing strong, and he's going to be rewarded with a chance at the three-point play. Cornell drives to the basket, stolen by Big. He's looking to go the other way. It's one-on-one, takes contact, goes up strong, gets the layup to go. No foul call, and Big's one-on-one, but he gets the layup to go nonetheless.
It takes a lot of grit to be a farmer. The workday isn't defined by the number of hours you work, but by the work you do in those hours. And the job isn't done unless it all pays off when the combines roll. So when the work gets tough and the workdays get long, count on Golden Harvest to deliver strong genetics, local know-how, and dedication to service. Contact your local seed advisor, Scott Jansen, at 217-663-4517 or salesman Kyle Bailey at 618-562-0407.